Today, as we continue our thought, Men Who Met the Master, it's a real thrill to have a young man who met the Lord Jesus Christ some time ago. Barry Touchstone is a homicide detective for the Metropolitan Police Department, but he also knows and loves the Lord Jesus. Barry, it's great to have you with us today, and how about sharing with the listeners what it means to you since you met the Master, the Lord Jesus?
Johnny, again, it's a pleasure to be here. It's 14 months now since I gave my heart to Jesus, since I gave my soul to God. And this past year, especially, seems to have been a year that, well, if I could live over a year, I would want it to be this year. For anybody out there who may not be a Christian or who may be as new a Christian as I, you can identify with what I'm saying that if I sat here today and said that every day has been joyful and every day has just been full of blessings, I wouldn't be a very good Christian because I would be lying. There have been pitfalls. There have been trials and tribulations. But at least as a Christian, we share the common bond of being able to bow down before our Lord, or while driving to work, we can turn off that radio and listen to ourselves for a moment and express our feelings to God. We don't have to make an appointment with Him. It's wonderful that we can talk with Him at any time we feel like it. And if our prayers are sincere, unselfish, and then I know He is there to help. Being a Christian this past 14 months to me has meant with any problems I had, I could call on fellow Christians. No problem is too small for a group of Christians or one or two Christians to get together and discuss. And likewise, no problem is too large because our God knows all. John, as you and I were talking recently, we were discussing the fact that in our lives, God has a plan. How wonderful it is to know that whatever job we do, if it is honorable, that God can use us to talk with other people. He can use us to make His will come forth. And I'm thankful that God has used me this past 14 months. Now, there have been times, as some of you know, that I have not done what I felt God wanted me to do. And as a result, I've suffered. No, I didn't have any bad accidents, and I didn't lose my voice for a week. But God whips us into shape. He disciplines us, and I'm thankful that He does. John, I'd just like to read one verse from Proverbs. Proverbs 19, verse 24, where it says that man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? And to anyone who does not know the Lord Jesus Christ, if you'll give Him your soul, give Him your heart, then your way will be made clear to you.
Thank you, Barry. As I said in the beginning, it's a real delight to have you with us and to allow you to share with our listeners today what it has meant to you and continues to mean to you, simply having had the privilege, by the grace of God, of meeting the Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you and I join together today in inviting any listener who has never committed his life, her life, to the Lord Jesus, in believing faith, trust the Lord Jesus, receive Him. My, how He'll bless you. Amen.